Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking AAF Atlanta Legends football here. Rick Hamla and John Michaels. And I like the way you set that up, John. We're going to talk about the game, what we like, what we didn't. Also, this is a research and development arm for the NFL.
Yep.
They are experimenting with rules in the AAF. Some of them are going to make the NFL. And I just want to put in your brain, the kickoff is about to die. They don't do kickoffs in the AAF, and seeing a game play out in the flow of a game without kickoffs, I'm a fan. And I think the NFL is going to go that way maybe as soon as a year or two from now. John is shaking his head, so we will dive into that. Matt Sims was on the Falcons practice squad from 2015 to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
6 years in the NFL, you know, on the fringe. He sucked on Saturday night. I mean, he absolutely sucked on Saturday night. 15 of 28, 126, no touchdowns, two picks. Just wildly missing open receivers. Like, huh? Really? You're a pro? What's up? And he beat out Aaron Murray for the competition. John, I think it's only a matter of time before Aaron Murray takes over this job from Matt Sims.
Yeah, meaning like this week.
And I'll tell you this, John. Aaron Murray, to me, brings more cachet and more attention and more identity to your football team
yep.
than Matt Sims. So I think it's kind of a no-brainer that they should go that way.
I hope the NFL does not do away with the kickoff. I think it would be really – the wussification of America would continue if you get rid of the kickoff. Some of the great moments in football history, Devin Hester returning the opening kickoff of a Super Bowl, those don't happen if you take that away. There's guys that are going to make – you know, I think Devin Hester potentially is a Hall of Famer. Think about the returns that Deion Sanders had. You need to have that in the game. And I understand they always want to continue to go with the safety card, and that's part of it. The AAF, if you're doing that, well, you were letting guys obliterate each other on Saturday night. And I think part of that, the allure of football, we all like the violence of the game. I don't like a football game without kickoff. I don't like a game that takes, you know, you got to think about it. That's 22 guys on the field. A lot of them, their only jobs hinge around special teams. So I don't want to take that away. That to me, it's a necessary part of the game. It's a necessary part of field position. I think there's certain teams that you're better when you're on special teams. You can gain a competitive advantage because of your special team.
Look, this isn't about safety. I'm cynical. It's not about safety. It's about speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. And they can say it's about safety and reducing concussions and all that, and it sounds great and it makes headlines. It's not about that. It's about game flow. It is about speed it up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's the fast food microwave society, okay? The powers that be with all these leagues want quicker games. They want faster games. Every single one of them wants it, okay? That's fact. That's not me speculating. They all want faster games. This is about game flow, not about safety. But, John, every kickoff in the NFL goes into the end zone anyway. Every single kickoff in the NFL goes into the end zone. Every single one. Onside kick percentage this year was the worst it's ever been in NFL history.
Well, because they changed the rule of being able to run up, and that was more under the player safety. Even the balls that go in the end zone, guys still try to return kicks. We still have kick returns. Yeah, there are the majority go deep into the end zone. If you want the kick return back, move the kicker back so they're not pounding it 9 yards deep in the end zone.
But you just made – so that point, they're not going to, like, reverse these rules that they've already – these tweaks they've already put in place to the kickoff and the onside kick. They're not going to go the other way. I think they're only going to go, you know, forward with eliminating the kickoff. I think what the NFL has been trying to do is like, slowly remove it from us, make it less and less relevant, and then whoosh, they can just, like, pull it away from us. I frankly don't care. John, I got to call out our head coach, Kevin Coyle. And you remember the soundbite we heard from him on mm-hmm. Friday talking about Brad Childress and then Michael Vick saying,
right.
You know, this ain't going to work out for me. Really left the Atlanta Legends high and dry.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of head coach and offensive coordinator. And I think because of it, and the offensive line was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be a long season for the Atlanta Legends, but we will follow it. We're going to hang in there with it. But, John, Kevin Coyle had this soundbite where he was kind of stammering and struggling to find the right words, and I saw the look on your face, and you were like, wow. And I stuck up for him because I'm like, And they said on the broadcast, this guy's never been a head coach at any level. Mm-hmm. He's not used to having microphones in his face. But he's in over his head, guys. Or at least for one game he was, and we'll see how it plays out. You're in the first half. You're down 18-3. Spurrier's offense is starting to roll. You're in the red zone, and you take the field goal. No, I'm sorry, man, because you have to go for two. They have no extra points. You're battling 3-8. I'm sorry, bro. You got to go for the first down on that. It was like 4th-and-2. You had a chance to rest momentum back. He didn't. You get a field goal. And then late in the first half, John, you've got 4th-and-1 on your side of the field, and he goes for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't go for it in the red zone and take the field. And now you're going for it in minus territory right before the end of the half. Of course, Matt Sims rolls right, throws to Jones, I think it was, hits him in the shoulder pad and falls down, drop pass. Give the ball back to Orlando. They get a pass interference call. The next play was the Orlando special for the knockout punch touchdown at the end of the first half. That decision completely blew up in the face of Kevin Coyle. So I call out Dan Quinn for bad game management stuff. That was terrible game management stuff by Kevin Coyle.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.